What's up, people? What's going on? Kane Way. I'm here. Been off the radar. I feel like I've been open with that same statement. I've been off the radar because it seems like almost like weeks go by before I drop a podcast. And it definitely has to do with the mental work that I've been putting in to push my passion and creation and vision into existence. And it has a lot to do with transforming a particular location that is identical to my mindset and will bleed the breath and the environment that I want for the people that I'm trying to change to feel. So I've been really preoccupied with that. And it brings me to the subject of pushing your passion and crafting your passion, and how that road is truly a struggle. And although that role will provide you with the support, the help, and you're going to have some committed people come out their way and come out their pocket, come out their hearts to show that they really care about you and really riding behind you because they believe in what your cause is and they want to stand for you. But in reality, the individual, the person who has the vision, the person who's creating and crafting something that's deep inside them, and that particular person's me in this situation, it's a combination of my life, my history, my experiences. I basically have made something out of the trials, tribulations, and mistakes in my life. That's the grit, that's the sustenance, that's the motivating factor in my business of training and changing people. I've systematically went through my life and put together formulas of understanding of how I conquered terrible situations that I put myself into and how I translate into today's every day. And that strength, that dealing factor, that coping skill that I acquired through circumstances that I've been in, circumstances that I suffered through, sacrifices that I donated myself to because of the bad choice that I made, I've managed to use that as a tool and a resource to give back to the people. And when you get closer and closer to expressing your gift and you see it happening in front of your face and you start to build, you know, a community of people who are influenced. They're influenced by your life. They're influenced by you. You know what I'm saying? You see that happening in front of your eyes, and then you get closer and you're closer and you're building. You're putting the bricks and the foundation of what you're trying to build. But the funny thing is, the closer you get to completing that building, the more distractions and the more havoc are going to come in your way, because it just has to be that way. It's the powers that be that need to test you, because if you're going to be that messenger, that servant, that person for the people, you need to be tested. And we're not talking about background checks and combing you for your ineffective issues of your past life, but we're talking about your strength to stand strong and sturdy in the face of adversity when you claim to be that temple, that pole of strength for the people. And that's what I do. I mean, I spit that be strong stuff to my people every single day. I spit that deal with it, cope with it, get over it, conquer it. I live that every day. But that doesn't make me immune. That doesn't make me immune from the struggle. Because God knows my struggles become more extremer the more closer I get to creating something of substance and value that represents my cause, my concept, my DNA, and my stitching. As these weeks went by, I've been challenged. I see things. I see the personalities. I see the emotions. I see the moods. I see the falling back. I see the eyes. I see the different things. Thank God I have the education to filter it correctly and understand people for who they are and not be distracted and buy into trying to understand why they're acting that way towards me or why they feel that way towards a certain situation, you know? I'm definitely not here to put people under the microscope, you know, and study them. I'm here to study how I react to the world that I navigate in front of me. I'm here to be in control of my responses and my emotions. I'm here to constantly try to be a better model every day of somebody who's been through the fire, who's processing a changing life every single day, and it's ongoing. And the change doesn't happen just when you decide to change. The change is a lifetime commitment, because in order to say that you're changed from this to that, you got to be tested with the that all the time. You have to. And people are in disbelief to that. And this is where they fall victim. This is where they fall back into depression. This is where they fall back into the hole, because they think they're in the clear. We think we're in the clear. We think that we deserve good times. We think that happiness is supposed to come. We think that everything is magically supposed to be right because you cleaned your life up and you're doing something according to the structure, according to the manual, according to the feedback, according to the lessons. We automatically think it's supposed to work. Nah, that's not life. Because God knows if I decide to take that other side of thinking, that ego society thinking of I deserve this and why is this happening to me, I'll be nothing. I'll be nothing but an angry, pessimistic individual pointing my finger at every other thing in this world to justify why I'm in the circumstances I'm in. I just got no tolerance for that no more, man. You got to own it and be responsible for it, man. Down to your everyday interactions, man. You have to be in some kind of stable, balancing control of yourself and not let other personalities and other people's positions drift you away into the dark side of thinking. And if you're onto something big and if you're onto something passionate that you believe in, don't get comfortable. Don't get all comfortable thinking that people are on the same page with you because what you're pumping is so great and so good. Nah, that ain't gonna happen. They're gonna come out the woods and be sharper with their fangs and be pecking you at your back, trying to stagger your steps because they don't want to see you shine because they're miserable. They're not embracing it, so they're resisting it, so they're trying to sabotage it. But you let people sabotage what you're trying to create when you buy into it, when you designate and allow your energy to be focused on that. And what I've learned now, the mission is the same. I have a life mission. And I feel good helping and changing people on all aspects of life through conversation, through physical activity, through mental sharing of experiences and all that. Whatever I'm going to do, it's about change. That shit don't change. My circumstances that I go through every day won't change my position on wanting to change people. Nobody's going to use me against me to stop me from trying to change people. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to be scared. I'm not going to hide in a cave. I have to embrace myself more and more every single day as I get closer and closer to building something that represents me. So what you see is what it is. And it is going to be what it is. So you can say what you want. But when you take a position of passion, when you take a position of self-vision and you put that out for the people, you best be knowing that you will be under attack from the distractive enemies of this world that want to take you off your path. The struggle is real and you have to buckle down and don't be all in dismay because you're doing something so good for the people, changing lives. Don't be thinking that you're just supposed to have a good life. Everything's supposed to be peaches and blessings because it's not. It's not. You're going to be tested even more. You're going to be tested for your resolve. You're going to be tested for your emotional stability. You're going to be tested for your strength in the everyday adversity of life and interaction and networking with people on different walks, cultures, and aspects of life. You got to be secure with yourself. If you want to be out there to change people, you have to be secure with yourself. Because if you're not secure with yourself, statements, reactions, criticism, name callings, and downright arrogant statements will trigger you and pull you out of character and have you proving yourself to 1, 2, 3, 4 people in this big world. And this world's really big. So you need to ask yourself, how many times a day do you explain who you are to the people around you? How many times a day are you constantly negotiating who you are to people around you? How many times a day do people misconstrue your intentions, your position, your life philosophy, and the general direction of where you're trying to go? How many times a day do people test that button on you? I bet they do a lot. I know you guys are out there. I know you're facing what I'm facing, but the struggle is real. But I ain't stopping. I have no other way to go but forward. I've tried everything else. I played in the sandbox. I did all the dirt. I had my fair share of numerous experiences in this life, and I'm good. You got to have conviction in what you want to do in this life, and you got to be firm and don't discriminate. Don't wither, don't compromise, don't back down, don't wither away through the hearsay, the criticism. If it's something in your heart and it's something that you passionately believe, it's something you're ready to die for, then nothing should be in your way. Craft your passion, push your passion, prepare for the battle that you're going to face to represent a change.